Hey, and welcome to the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice,
the show where we talk about all things related to communications.
Ottawa is one of the International Association of Business Communicators' largest chapters in the world, and we are very pleased to bring you a podcast that covers everything from marketing,
strategy,
social media,
crisis comms,
public affairs,
to whatever else is relevant to communicators.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sherry, and welcome everyone to episode 121. You may notice if you're listening that we sound a little different right now coming out of our intro. That is because we are not recording in studio like we normally do. Sarah, do you want to, I guess, tell people a bit about what the situation is?
Yeah, so we're virtually chatting with each other like everyone has had to be doing these last few weeks now, heading into, what is it now? I don't even remember, week four of quarantine.
Yeah.
And so we're doing our latest conversation over Zoom, over a phone chat. And yeah, it's a little strange, but we're getting through.
Yeah, and IABC really wanted to stay connected with members if possible during this time. So hopefully we're going to be able to continue doing the podcasts safely this way and still have some content for you guys. Yeah. Like the interview we've got for you in this episode. And Sarah, why don't you tell us about the topic?
Yeah. So given the situation we're all in and the ongoing COVID-19 crisis that has now fully made its way throughout Canada and is affecting every corner of our country, we decided to focus on communication and finding trust in this time within your company, within brands. And we're speaking to Darcy Walsh, who is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Edelman Canada. Canada's Ottawa office. Now, Edelman has just released a number of reports about this exact topic. They released their trust survey that looks at where the public is finding trust throughout this time. And then it looks at trust in brands and the private sector. So it's kind of an interesting combination, and it's specifically relatable to what's going on right now.
Yeah, and Darcy explains it all really well in the interview we're about to play you. But I guess, Sarah, the key takeaway, too, that I think people would be really interested in is one of their reports found that people trusted their employers more than anyone else right now in this time.
Yes, that was the kind of key takeaway that we took from it. So yeah, enjoy it. Again, this sounds a little wonky, but bear with us. This is what we're all doing and we've been guided to do. So yeah, enjoy. So Edelman has conducted a number of studies in recent weeks highlighting, you know, not only where the public is placing their trust during this unnerving time, but what the role of the private sector is in relaying information during the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you give us a little brief rundown of these reports?
Sure. Well, I hope that, first of all, both of you are doing well in these sort of odd and chaotic times, and thank you for having me today.
Yeah.
But you know, we've always gone out for the last 20 years and collected trust data. It's our biggest piece of intellectual property, and it gets launched every year at the Davos Economic World Forum in January. That's not all that long ago, but what we decided to do was to go back out into market and be able to share with our employees, but also our clients and society at a greater whole, of what people are thinking during these times that we have never experienced before, a time that it's uncertain and one that people can look for data to help them pivot in their own companies as employers, and how employees need to be treated and looked at during this time.
Right.
So the first one that we did was back in the early March. And that was truly looking, that special trust data that we went out and collected was truly around people.
Mm.
When I say that, an example would be, how are you communicating with your employees today during this time, given the fact that we find ourselves all working remotely? just as we're talking remotely right now. And, you know, it can even be people like Loblaws, where they have employees that are out on the front lines still providing a service on a daily basis.
Right.
The second piece of data that we've gone out and collected and we released last week, we expanded it a little bit. The first data had 10 markets around the world. This one we expanded, we included Canada, 12 markets, and we really looked at brand. And when I say brand, I mean exactly what are companies doing during this time, you know, to look out for people in society? What are they doing to pivot to add value? And it's also, you know, to think about how you can be also helping your employees during this time. So there is a little bit of synergies and crossovers between them. But really the first one was about people. The second is about brand.
Yeah. So Darcy, what were the key takeaways, especially when it comes to trust then?
Okay. So the trust, let's go with the people first. What we learned was the big thing is that people want to hear from their employers every single day if they can. This isn't something that we send our employees home. They trust their employer. And this is something that we've seen in particularly on the brand side over the last several years, 5 to 8 years in our trust data, is that there has been a growing trust in brand. And I think you'll probably ask me some questions a little later on as to, well, why is that happening? But we want employees want to hear from their employers every single day, if they can, if not, maybe every couple days, and to think just not globally, but locally. Right. So, for example, here in Ottawa, we have a Monday, Wednesday and Friday call with all of our staff. Our CEO in Canada does a weekly town hall where we profile some work. We talk about some things that we're providing to our employees across the country. And then we hear from Richard Edelman himself, and he partners up with Dr. David Navarro, who works for the World Health Organization. And we do a call for all of our staff globally on a Monday morning. And then we do one for our clients the following hour, also on Monday morning. The brand piece, the key takeaway is 4 things. Show up and do your part. Don't act alone. And we can break into this as we move along in the questions. Solve and don't sell. And try to communicate with emotion, compassion, and facts.
Wow. Okay.
There's a lot of data. I know it's and it's always fun to pull the bits apart, but this has been really interesting information to look at in such a chaotic time.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, so let's get into, you know, because I thought this was definitely one of the most interesting points of the whole thing, that people have a high degree of trust in their employers. You know, I would have thought maybe, oh, okay, the news, and actually that's quite the opposite, you know, or the government, but it's their employers. And so what are the reasons that people are turning to their employers for their main source of information?
I think the big thing is uncertainty. Mm. We see how many people yesterday here in Canada have had to find themselves in a situation where they've had to go online and apply for support. And I think that is where, you know, the employers need to think about the compassion for their employees. It's a level of uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, you look to the people that are most responsible and intertwined in your life.
Right.
That's your own family. And then, of course, your employer and your friends. In this case, we have government as a part of our daily lives right now, as we all are sort of, I think 75%, I think the data we collected was 75% of people are connected into listening to governments and their messages of the day. And that's a lot to take in.
Right.
However, it's really about, I think, the uncertainty that lies ahead and knowing that your employer is going to be there for you certainly takes some stress off a lot of people's shoulders from coast to coast and around the world.
And I think too, and maybe this is part of it, is that this crisis has impacted so much of our work and the way we work too, right?
100%. I think that we're going to see a lot of industries come back in a very different form. For the people that thought they could never work at home previously, this has certainly showed that we can all be connected working from our homes. You know, the restaurant industry, I think we worry about the service industry in general, about how this is all going to come and unfold after. But the restaurants that, you know, even the restaurants that are sort of a smaller room, 40 by 40, and they pack the people in there, we have to worry about these people after. And for the people that work in these restaurants, because those restaurants could be a thing of the past if we really move into a world of social distancing from here on out. Only time is going to tell on these subjects, but it's all things that I think we need to be thinking about collectively as Canadians, as a country, and society as a whole.
Yeah.
I guess my next question would be about into your next report, the one more on brands. How is the pandemic pressure testing a brand's purpose?
It's doing that big time. Excellent question. And that is where you have to be thinking not so much just about selling your brand, but what else can you do? Think outside the box. I think we've seen some great stories right here in Canada. Let's keep it Canadian if we can for now. The Prime Minister and his government have spoken to over 5,000 companies, I think the number is, to look to help produce something that is needed. And in the data that we've collected, it shows that a good majority of people want to see their brands do that. We also saw that a third of the people say they've already changed their selection and brand or changed brands because of the very thing I just spoke about. So I can only think that that number is going to increase as we move along during this time. And whether we find ourselves 2 months from now or if we're still sitting here midsummer or early September, you know, there's a lot of varying different reports and numbers out there. And I think that you have to always be thinking of those. So I'm going to go back to a couple of those key points that we got.
Yes.
Go up and do your part. Don't act alone. Solve and don't sell. And communicate with emotion and passion and think about others before yourself.
I'm kind of keen to talk about this solve and don't sell thing, because I've seen it, and they're not exactly Canadian, all Canadian examples, but I've seen like, and I saw it today, the Audi commercial, the Subaru commercial, even A&W was doing it. They're not selling their product. They're choosing to use that airtime to promote a message, to offer their support, offer their, you know, just well wishes. So is that kind of what you're referring to? Don't right now go and sell your product.
You're right. And I think the issue is that there will always be some criticism about, you know, people saying that you're just taking advantage of this situation and you're still pushing the brand. There are always going to be those naysayers. But what we do know is that that's what people want. They want to see brands take leadership role. And in this case, it's a lot of partnering with government. Government is obviously taking the lead on this, whether it's a federal government, a provincial government. And remember, I said earlier, always to be thinking local. There's a lot of things that the city of Ottawa right here needs from its business leaders. And you have to just follow your heart and do what you think is right as a company.
How does this become a defining moment for a brand long term? Keeping in mind what you've just said, if you're not associated with COVID normally, and you spoke a bit, I think, about how to walk that careful line, I think of like I now consider myself on first name basis with Galen Weston, you know, the CEO of Loblaws, because
yeah, he was one of
the, So when I think of a defining moment, everybody gets a daily update from Galen in their inbox every morning, you know. So now they are tied to the crisis or to the pandemic, but what about other, you know, like what if I'm a shoe shop and I'm not on the front lines of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be businesses that it's impossible for them to pivot. In fact, you use the shoe store example, and I was watching TV here in Ottawa, and there's a local shoe store that actually came out with an ad and said, we don't want our people in a difficult situation.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to still be able to provide a service. And I think at the very least, you need to be reaching out to your customers, your clients, and checking in with them. And you talk about Galen checking in with people on a daily basis. We tell our staff to check in with their clients just once a week, even if we're not to talk about client work. Check in, see how they're doing, even in these situations, just to be able to have a conversation. But in terms of providing a service, you know, reaching out in the shoe store, there are people that are still going to need a new pair of shoes or need a new pair of orthotics, particularly if we move into this long period of time. And that's why the level of communications and reaching out to people during this time inevitably will show to those that need it that there is care, and it can't hurt your brand if you're approaching it in that manner.
I feel like I saw this somewhere where you'd advise a client like, no, not the time to do that. You know, whether it's lobbying, whether it's whatever, maybe just hold back on going forth with an action that would seem commonplace in a regular setting.
Sure has. It seems to be, at the moment, it's a daily conversation. And, you know, I tell everybody, put everything on the table, ask the questions away, because it is an unknown time for everybody. And that includes the decision makers, both on the political side and the officials in government. Government has been turned upside down, and everybody's trying to find the right way up. I tell everybody to take some time and for us to all work together on what we think is a strategy, because we have to look at this in a few phases, right? We're in the crisis mode right now, and we have to think about the fact that we haven't even seen the massive uptick where there is the shortage of respirators. Let's hope that we don't get there in Canada, and that all these social distancing exercises and physical distancing are going to pay off, and that's going to show off in a couple of weeks. And so I think that we need to take pause and get through this time of crisis. Unless you are a company that has something to provide during this time, maybe you have you're a software company and you have a software that can help stand up, you know, employment insurance applications. So those are the things you'd want to come forward to the government now, a solution today to help the government out and not to be thinking about price, to be providing the solution, work out that stuff down the road. But then the next phase is going to be the recovery. And trying to get back to some form of normalcy. And how long is that going to be? We're not sure yet. But in a few weeks, when we start to achieve that flatlining of the curve, this line that we're hearing about from the media every single day, that's our goal. That's where we need to get. That's where the most trusted people in all this, the doctors. And I think that clients that are ours that want to work with the government, we have to be looking at a few different angles. Obviously, we want to look out for their best interests and what their company needs, but also they continue to provide a value to the government as we move through an unforeseen recovery time that is probably going to last more than a year, could last a couple of years.
Yeah.
Unemployment are sort of rather staggering. We're talking about a 15% unemployment in Canada. Even worse in Alberta, where they're getting hit with the double surge in oil and gas and COVID. These are the things where companies, after this is all said and done, in terms of the actual crisis that we find ourselves in, we have to continue to work together to get through the recovery as best as possible. Because unfortunately, some people are not going to come out the same way they went in. And we have to be cognizant and help all of those in society, I believe, through what it will inevitably be a tough time for certain sectors and for people across the country.
I'm curious, the component of don't go at this alone. Can you just briefly recap that one? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, don't go at this alone. So the big one is partner with government. That's a big one, which I think we've just alluded to, and happy to give some examples if you want them. The other one is, think about partnering with relief agencies. And again, I'm going to always repeat myself. Just don't think what the federal government is asking. Listen to your provincial government and listen to your municipal government or your town council. There are needs in every level of society, and you have to help out across the country. We know how small and medium enterprise is the economic engine of the country, and there's so much capability and strength in every small community from coast to coast to coast. And so those are the things that are really good. I think we saw a great story where Shopify partnered with a few people. Harley came out and had a great partnership with the food bank here in Ottawa. We know the struggles that those sort of organizations are facing. HelloFresh is a client of ours. And, you know, we were working with them to help them make sure that they're on the deemed essentials list across the country. They're the food delivery service, which so many people use. And having 500 customers across the country, it keeps those people out of the grocery stores and away from those people that are helping serve us every day. And so we've worked with them. And today and yesterday, we've got food delivered to the Walter Baker Arena here, which is our sort of frontline testing facility, to provide them with food to take home to their families. Even right here, you know, you think of Chris and Adam, who own North and Navy. They were feeling the same thing, and they were looking for suggestions. So now they're providing lunches twice a week to frontline caregivers here in Ottawa. You know, those are the sort of things where we really need all types of businesses coming forward. Be thankful that, you know, that they have a business, that they have a job.
Yes.
Be able to give back at this time.
I guess the sort of unspoken message in all of this too is if you're doing something like that, to talk about it, right? Like it's one thing to do it, but you've got to be, you know, spreading the word about it in a tasteful way right now. And I think you mentioned, Darcy, you know, it can be once a week. It doesn't have to be every day in terms of practical advice for people.
Yeah, I mean, we always be checking in. There's no problem with checking in. I think people genuinely, for the most part, majority are appreciating that check-in. And like you said, it doesn't have to be every day. I'm checking in with our staff 3 times a week, and our Canadian team checks in once a week, and our owner, Richard Avalon, he does the same with us every Monday morning. And I think those are the things that go a long way in uncertain times where there are certainly people feeling uneasy as they go to bed every night, not really sure what maybe the next day holds.
So lastly, Darcy, and we're talking about this a little bit, but in terms of purpose and how this crisis is going to change a brand's approach to their purpose, whether they had one or to begin with or not, do you think that this is going to sort of turn a page in terms of brands that didn't have one and we're going to see them sort of have this internal or external purpose, some greater cause?
I think it's an excellent question, and it's a loaded question because this can go in two ways. I think that, well, I think if a company didn't have a purpose, I think, you know, you're off to a tough start to begin with. Mm-hmm. These are the things that in today's society and not only how you approach yourself with your customers and going out onto the street, but it's how you approach your employees, right? Retention is such an important thing with employees in companies today. And you want to have your, you want to have your employees feeling secure, feeling taken care of, feeling that they have bosses that look out for them, that they have colleagues that are collegial and a place that they want to come to work every day. If you didn't have that, I think that's where this could be a tough moment for people getting through this period of time. And there's still time to adjust and pivot and for companies to adjust in the coming weeks of how they, you know, as we've talked about in this interview, how they communicate with their employees. That being said, the ones that I believe will come out, stronger and better, if we can say that, are the ones that have that understand what their purpose was, but being able to pivot, to be nimble in purpose, if I could use that terminology. And that means in some cases, for example, this orthotics company that had a 3D printer in Southern Ontario, we've gone to them and they've looked how to pivot and they're going to help us make shields for the frontline caregivers. And the program is going to be called Ottawa Helps Shield the Frontline. So I think it's always to be thinking outside the box and to try to be as best as possible one step ahead, and to be collaborative. Pull everybody in your company when you get to times like this, because when you put a lot of minds together, you're going to come out with more than just one great idea. And there are no bad ideas in these times. And you can evolve them. You can put some together. You can meld them together. They can be a hybrid of different things. It's about coming together during these times, and the companies that, you know, are nimble in purpose, as I said, and are able to pivot and have a focus on what their purpose is, just other than selling their actual product or their brand, I believe are the ones that will come out of this stronger with a greater vision for the future.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you, Darcy, so much for joining us, and loved the insights, super helpful. And hopefully we can talk to you on the other side of this thing.
Okay, ladies, be safe and healthy and happy.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. So that was great. He had a lot of really good info and really good points. I have a million more questions that I could probably ask, but Sarah, do you have any major, I guess, takeaways from that or anything else you wish you could have asked?
Oh man. I mean, yeah, we could have probably talked to him for another hour, but I loved his point about just do good in this time. It's an uncertain time for everyone. Everyone is trying to grapple with their response, but you know, those two simple words and whether it's large scale, you're a big company, you can, afford to take big action, or if you're a smaller company in your community and you just do one or two things a day, that shows you're giving back. And I loved his point about collaboration, collaborate with the companies around you, with the organizations around you. This is a time we need to come together. So I thought that was great.
Yeah, I think for me, the thing that still blows my mind about this whole report is just that people trust their employers more than anyone else right now. I think that's huge. I think there's so many brands and companies that might not realize that. And I hope, you know, in doing this podcast, people, you know, might be able to use that to do some good. You don't have to just be silent, I guess, in this pandemic. If you can get out there, you can communicate and you can really make this a key moment for your brand.
Yeah. Capitalize on it. Yeah, for sure.
A year from now, he talked a bit about the future, how that might change. Like, I wonder, will employers still be the most trusted source?
It's true. It's funny. Like, I kind of thought media would have been higher, but I know there's a lot of distrust in the media and in government too. So he makes good points. Like, we're closest to our employers, and this is a crisis that's really affecting our work life. So it does make sense all in all. But anyway, we're hoping you enjoyed it like we did. That is it for this episode of the IABC Ottawa podcast, The Voice, episode 121. We hope you'll join us again next time. Until then, if you have feedback, we'd love to hear it.
Yes, and we are still on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is at IABC Ottawa. You can still find us on LinkedIn even during the pandemic. And check our social and the website, ottawa.iabc.com. For any updates, there are still some online networking events happening. Obviously, nothing at all in person, but just keep checking social and the website for the latest updates. And I think that's it. So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Let the music play.
Let the music play.